in our everyday lives, there is an example that comes in front of us, that when we want to give a task to someone younger than us, a child, or if we want a child to get used to doing an action, then what we do is you could call it greed, a bit selfishness maybe, or just to give the understanding to that child, what we normally do is that if you do this task, then whatever he likes, we'll say to the child, if you get this task done, then we'll give you this item. We'll give him a chocolate or a sweet, or we'll take him out somewhere. So then immediately the reaction comes into play. The child comes into the actions come into play. Now if we say to the child, just do this, do that, then he'll mess around a little bit, delay, he won't do the action. But as soon as you say to the child that, look, if you do this action, I'll give you a nice chocolate or a chocolate box, or I'll give you something that you want, then that child will immediately start to implement that task. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also to the insan, who Allah ta'ala knows very well. He knows the human being's characteristics. We get drowned and immersed in laziness, neglect. We don't know about death. We don't have awareness of our life and the hereafter. We only have yaqeen, certainty on those things that are in front of us. And for that we will give everything away. Everything. We have no appreciation for time or life. We don't know about death. And all these things are like, how can we even trust what's going to happen the next minute? For example, when you hear about the death of somebody else, there's a sudden jolt on the heart. How did this happen? That just a few days ago, one of our colleagues in Pakistan, and quite a long time he stayed here, and you could say he's young, youthful, and yesterday the news came that he'd suddenly died. So these are the, you can say, statements or the news that we hear morning and evening. But there's a big deception. This dunya is deception for the human being. And this deception, this veil that comes in front of our eyes, it doesn't get removed. We don't remove it. And maybe sometimes if we get ill, we'll get scared of death. But we don't even have yaqeen, we're going to die. If we had certainty, then our life would change. And the direction of our life would change. We have fear that we're going to die. If a person gets ill, if he has a heart attack, then what's the fear? Oh, I'm going to die. But even then he doesn't have certainty, conviction, true belief that he's going to die. He'll say, no, no, dunya, dunya. With fear, if a person has yaqeen, certainty, alhamdulillah, then his life changes. We say, oh, you know, he's got khawf, fear. Khawf and yaqeen are two things that are combined together, or they are linked together. Allah's rahmah, mercy, grace, He's given us a kitab. Great name, every page, every line, every word. It comes onto the heart of a human being as mercy. And the whole Qur'an, if we see the message that Allah Ta'ala has given to us clearly, He'll tell us the events, explanation, Allah explain about previous nations, previous peoples, the prophets alayhimu salam. The conclusion is one, that Allah Ta'ala wants that somehow this servant of mine should come out of neglect, come out of ignorance, the state of ignorance. He doesn't know how quickly I'm going to call him back to myself. He doesn't know that his food and drink is going to stop soon. And we become so lazy and without reality in our minds that we don't even think of what's happening next. Just that we give the carrot to a child. If you do this action, then we'll give you this chocolate. So Allah Ta'ala has also implemented this formula in the Quran. Allah has mentioned clearly in the Quran that my servant, O man, for you I have kept hidden such a beautiful surprise. Just like we say to the child, Allah says, I've kept hidden for you, I've concealed for you, I've reserved for you such a beautiful beautiful surprise. Such items, such gifts and treasures that I've kept for you, concealed, that regards to that you could not even imagine in your wildest dreams. Now we say to the child, we'll give you a chocolate, we'll give you a toy, something that the child likes. But Allah's basis that He is telling us, what's Allah's standard? That I've kept aside for you brilliant surprises, brilliant gifts. And Allah says further, when you see these surprises, your eyes will cool down. They'll cool down. You will never have thought of those surprises. You'll never have, your mind won't have gone towards them even a percent. You cannot imagine them. Such a surprise I'll give to you, Allah Ta'ala says, that your eyes will cool down suddenly with satisfaction. Now the child has yaqeen, belief, when you tell him, do this task and I'll give you this. Isn't it? The child suddenly starts to do that. There are many actions, even then children will move, but the child moves. Little young child sat here, and he'll move suddenly if we tell him. But we are such donkeys that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us great, fantastic, fabulous promises in the Quran. And we, is there any Muslim who doesn't have yaqeen in the Quran? We bypass Allah's verses, that we should know that Allah is telling us. Allah says, such a surprise I'll give to you that you cannot imagine, and you'll be shocked and surprised so much that subhanallah, Hazrat Abdullah bin Masood radiyallahu anhu, and he tells us a surprise, a word about Jannah, that mashallah, when people will go to paradise, they'll get a lot, according to what Allah Ta'ala said. And he said, there'll be hoors in Jannah, maidens in Jannah, and brilliant rewards in Jannah, and there will be a great high rank, a separate high level, high rank, high status hoor, wife or maiden Allah will give. Allah says, you cannot recognize what I will give to you. And she will be such a special hoor that mashallah, a person will have wives there in the hereafter, and she will be staying in a separate tent, in a separate home, and there will be four doors into that home. There's hikmah of the four doors. What a tent or what a home it will be about. Allah says, these examples you cannot understand. So is our understanding and awareness increasing, my friends? Allah says, I'm going, if I said to you, I'm going to give you such a shop that you'll get a visa the next day, you'll be so happy. Everyone will say, yeah, I want this. I want this. Well, Allah Ta'ala is saying, what I'm giving to you, I'm giving to you in reality. You'll get it. But we are so stupid in our hearts, we don't have awareness. We pay attention to Allah's promise and the promise of the dunya. So should we not cure this heart, my friends? Aren't our hearts dead? They are dead, aren't they? Yes. So the dead barren land, and there's the fertile land. What's the dead barren land? And what's the fertile land? The fertile land, you put the seed in it, suddenly the mango tree will come, or other plants will grow, or the tree will grow. What is that land? It's fertile. Dead barren land, you put a seed in there, and the seeds will be eaten by the spiders, and nothing will grow. So the dead hearts are those. The Allah Ta'ala tells us so many events and words and advices and guidance, and they're still dead and barren. Allah says that heart will not move, and he'll leave Salah the next morning. He won't come again to Allah's home. After that, Allah says, let me see who comes. That we'll realize now, there's his, whose heart is alive and whose heart is deceased. Who accepts Allah Ta'ala's words and guidance? So when this is being said, that there'll be such a hoor, special high status wife that will be given in the hereafter, she will have a separate abode, separate tent, four doors leading into the home, and she'll have specialities, unique characteristics. And what will they be? That every day, not once, every day, for that man who is her husband, a special gift will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day a gift. So shall we go into Jannah, mashallah, brothers? What's here? Nothing. Is there anything here? Yeah, illness, difficulties, problems, arguments, fights, storms, dishonor, disrespect. You feel like staying here? And what about the abode, the hereafter to come? We said, no, give me another injection so I can live a few more years and breathe a bit more. What choice we're taking? What beautiful words Allah Ta'ala is telling us about the hereafter, where we have to go, the forever place, permanent abode. As Anas radiallahu anhu narrated in a hadith, that the hoors, the wives, the maidens of the hereafter, they are so beautiful and so transparent that if one hoor from paradise, yes, that what's the example given to us? For example, spitting and sneezing from the nose. This is the example given, that if a hoor of Jannah, a maiden, a wife of Jannah, was to look down and spit onto the earth, then all of the oceans, the seven oceans or the seas in the world, all of their water would turn sweet. Allah, imagine that hoor. Who is going to get this hoor? You, me, for us all. Allah Ta'ala says that this is what your imagination could not even get to, this understanding. The spit, the saliva. As a Sa'd, or Sa'id, radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased and narrated, he said, I heard from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if the hoor of Jannah, the wife of Jannah, the woman of Jannah, if she was to just glance suddenly at the world, the whole world would become so sparkling and full of a beautiful fragrance that we cannot imagine. And this light of the sun that we see, this would go into a shadow. Hundreds of thousands of suns could come, but they cannot compare to the glance of the hoor of Jannah onto the earth. Subhanallah. So Allah says, your eyes would suddenly cool down. Cool down. But alongside that, Allah says, when? بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. When will this be attained? When will this reward come? Due to those actions of yours, those amal of yours, that I sent you to the dunya and you do those actions. You didn't do the right actions in the world, you did other actions, the wrong actions. You did fikr. For all the examples I'm giving to you, I'm explaining to you, that you tried for the dunya, but the words that I gave you to advance, notice Allah says, all that's left is for your eyes to close. You say, oh, let me leave this dunya and pass away. We're stuck in this world. Where am I getting this and what am I going to get in the hereafter? But Allah says, bima kanu ya'malun, you have to do something for this reward. Before that, Allah Ta'ala said, Allah has told us those deeds, the task that we have to do, especially for the hereafter, to get these rewards. Allah Ta'ala has told us in the Quran, isn't it? Everybody knows, okay, let's revise and summarize, let's do dua that Allah allow us to do these amal. Will we do these, brothers? Inshallah. That's why Allah Ta'ala is giving us a lollipop, a sweet. You don't know what's good for you. I'll give you great rewards if you do three actions. Allah's telling us the three amal. Then Allah explains in detail. First amal, Allah says, the first action you need to do is that your body shouldn't stay glued to your bed. Subhanallah, those people. So here the Mufassireen, the commentators say, what's the meaning of this verse? That those people, the first reward is what? Which action? Tahajjud Salah. Tahajjud Salah. The prayer of Tahajjud. Which prayer? Tahajjud Salah. There are 5 times Salah compulsory, but now the special reward Allah Ta'ala is mentioning, that Allah says the first deed number one that will give us that paradise level will be Tahajjud Salah. Is it hard? No, it's not difficult to pray Tahajjud. It's not difficult. Tahajjud Salah. How? There are stages of Tahajjud Salah. One stage is that we go home, we sleep, go to our bed, sleep, and shortly before the Fajr time starts, dawn or dusk, when you keep the fast, Sahur time, get up quickly, wudu, 2 rakah salah, 4 rakah salah. Tahajjud, that's Tahajjud Salah, alhamdulillah. Then sleep if you want to again. No problem. Then get up again and pray Fajr Salah in the masjid. And this is Tahajjud, the pre-dawn prayer. Not difficult. It's the nafs that tells us hard. If we know what we're going to earn thereafter, if a child knows he's going to get a chocolate, smooth, tasty chocolate, all day he'll work hard to get that chocolate. Won't he? The child will. He'll work hard. Why? Because he's going to get chocolate and his destiny, that's what's written. Allah Ta'ala is saying that if you pray Tahajjud Salah, action number one, then what a great reward Allah Ta'ala will give. Allah says, you cannot imagine that due to that Tahajjud Salah, what I'll give to you in return. Not difficult, such a great reward. Then why is it difficult? That if Fajr you have to pray anyway, isn't it? Alhamdulillah, so go home, sleep, and wake up before Fajr. Will you wake up, brothers? Inshallah. Yeah, at least nod your heads or move your necks to acknowledge, at least accept this offer of Allah. So brothers, what do we need to do? Wake up. Just wake up. Oh, it's hard. I've got to go to work. I've got to open the shop, business, and then chores, the house chores. Okay, let's put that to the side for a few seconds. Okay, do another action, then Allah says. Still your tahajjud will be fulfilled. Yeah, it's hard for me to get up, it's difficult, I'm tired. Okay, do another action then. Same Tahajjud Salah, you're going to pray Isha, aren't you? Alhamdulillah, everybody plays Isha, isn't it? So after Isha, pray 4 rakah nafal with the intention of Tahajjud. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Tahajjud is fulfilled. Fulfilled. This is also Tahajjud. It's surprising to hear that we can't even do this. We're in the masjid, you got wudu, you're praying Isha Salah, and you're in danger, I'll go home. I can't pray four rak'ah at home when I go, because I'll get lazy. Oh, stay at the masjid then for a few minutes. Make niyah, four rak'ah salah, for tahajjud, two rak'ah, tahajjud, then two rak'ah tahajjud. Total salah, reward for tahajjud will be given. You'll be included in the list of those who pray tahajjud. Will we do this, brothers? Inshallah. We all pray Isha, don't we, in the masjid? So what do we have to lose if we pray two rak'ah tahajjud after Isha? On top of that, Allah's fadl, His grace, that if we start this action, and Allah will elevate that person, inshallah, after Isha, you'll start praying tahajjud. And what will it lead to? Then you'll come on to that example one day that Allah says, your backs won't be glued to your beds at that time, they won't stay. You won't be in the bed sleeping time, tahajjud time, your eyes will open before fajr. Just start, Allah Ta'ala says. Just start at least, initiate this practice. Today, this gathering, whoever sitting here, I am hopeful, inshallah, that everybody will start to pray tahajjud, inshallah. It's not difficult. You have wudu, you're in the masjid, okay, going home. You still have wudu, isn't it? When you get home, quickly go home, pray two rakat tahajjud, then two rakat tahajjud with the niyah, tahajjud, then go to sleep. You'll be included amongst the list, in the list of the people who pray tahajjud. And this will increase, get better, it will increase and get better so much. You won't have pain, trouble. Allah will make you habitual in waking up just before Fajr. It'll make you enjoy it, satisfied, content. And then when you won't get up, you'll feel bad. You say, oh, what's going on? You'll get a headache. That today, why didn't I wake up for tahajjud? Your feeling will go down. Your condition will go down. But at least start after Isha. Let's pray. Wudu, I'm weak. And when I get home, I might not pray. Let me start from the masjid after Isha. Why should I waste time? Such a great offer Allah Ta'ala is giving. Subhanallah. That's one thing. True? Yes? True promise. The reward Allah has given to us, we can get that. That's action number one. Then comes action number two, Allah Ta'ala says. What's the second task to get paradise? Allah says, يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. That straight away, at that time, or after Isha like we do, do another action, Allah says. That your Rabb, do His dhikr. Remember Him. Remember your Lord. Beautiful opportunity, Allah says, remember me at the same time. And the method to remember Allah, Allah says, with what? With fear, recognition. When you do dhikr, there should be two feelings within the human being. Remember this. This is the meaning of dhikr. That when you remember Allah, then your heart should be filled with fear. Allah, what will happen to us? Allah, I'm stuck, I'm trapped. Allah, I'm afraid. And then at the same time, you should be hopeful totally that Allah will forgive. So you should be hopeful of rewards, and you should be fearful that Allah, how will I present myself to you? How will I stand in front of you? How will I reckon for my deeds? My salah is run down. How will I meet you? How will I see you? How will I face you? Hope and fear. So Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is a great action. Fantastic action. Allah said in the Quran, وَلَا ذِكَرَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. This is the greatest action. Verily, my remembrance is the greatest action. Take all the amal, the whole spectrum of deeds. Allah says, wala dhikr Allah yakbar. My remembrance is the greatest deed. Pray salah. If you pray salah with dhikr, and one salah without dhikr. You read Quran, one with dhikr, one without dhikr. You recite, do tilawat, you keep fast. One, A is with dhikr of Allah, B is without dhikr. You do hajj, A is with dhikr and B is without dhikr. Big difference in both, all the time. Big difference. Every action, every amal that you do with dhikr in parallel, alongside, included, it will elevate your deeds. It won't elevate your deeds only. Allah's promise, that amal, Allah says, I'll accept it at the same time. And dhikr, subhanallah, is an action that will never be rejected. So how will your action be rejected? Subhanallah, think. How can the dhikr of Allah be rejected? It isn't. Allah said in the Quran, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. That when my servant remembers me, then I am at the same time remembering him. Imagine, Allah's remembering us, so it cannot be. If Allah's remembering us, then how can He not accept our deed at the same time that we're doing as we're doing dhikr? So it's stated that do a bit of dhikr as well, and in parallel with your tasks, with your actions. Remember me as well. Tasbihat. And repeat my name. And keep saying repeatedly, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Yeah, beautiful kalamat I've given to you. Allah says, do the tasbihat of these kalamat. Recite them. And the greatest dhikr. Dhikr is the greatest action. And the greatest dhikr, highest form of dhikr, is bow your head and remember me in your heart silently, Allah says. Dhikr khafi, silent dhikr. The highest, greatest method and the greatest reward for this dhikr, to do dhikr in the heart silently, maraqaba. Not difficult, brothers. Not difficult. 5-10 minutes, sit down, do maraqaba. Are these two things hard now? Tahajjud and dhikr Allah. Look at the reward and look at the effort. Massive reward, minor effort. Minor effort. And the third task to get paradise, Allah says, is what? So one is the hajj, two is dhikr. Third is what? Whatever I've given to you, from within that, take a portion out and give some charity. 10 pence, 15 pence, 1 pound, with a cool big sigh. Ting, when you hear at the bottom of the money box, ting, you'll feel good. Yeah, maybe when you're dropping it, you'll feel bad. Or that, for example, keep a container in your home and every day put a little bit. For example, put a little slit in a container and every day put a few pence in. For example, that when I go to the masjid, oh, I have to put it in the masjid. No, keep a money box. You know, when you leave the main door of your home, put a little money box. You know, you get a pocket money containers for children. Put that there. And as soon as you leave the home, put sadqa, 10 pence, 15 pence, 1 pence. Whatever you've got. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Put it in. Alhamdulillah. Is it difficult, brothers? At least we can do this, isn't it? Every man. Regular. Regular istiqamah. Not one day you do it, then you leave it. No, regular. Yes, for everybody. For everybody. That for insan, this is based on our capability and ranks, financial status. If you're a millionaire, you've got a money, and he's putting ting, 1 pound, then he's a stingy person, isn't it? It's sad. It's sad. The pound itself, while it's dropping, say, aren't you ashamed of just putting me in 1 pound? So he should have some notes. The millionaire, good notes. And put the money in according to his financial status. But for the person who's a bit poorer, doesn't have money, his 1 pence, even 5 pence, then he will get the reward compared to his status, financial status. And the person who's got much more, he'll be asked, if you've got a little bit, give it. Not say, when I'm rich and wealthy, then I'll put 5 pounds in, then I'll spend 100 pounds. No, this is playing games. Listen, are you giving this to me? This is also a lot. At least you're giving it to me. If you've got a pound, take 5 pence out. End of story. Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you the blessings for that. So this is the third action, alhamdulillah. Very simple, not difficult. Tahajjud salah is now easy to pray. Dhikr of Allah now is such a fantastic action. We're going to do that as well. And the third action is what? Spending in the path of Allah, for Allah, for Allah's sake. So when we do all these three, Allah has promised, now when you come to me, I will give you such a great surprise that your heart and eyes will become suddenly cool. Alhamdulillah. So will we do this, brothers? Inshallah. These are the three tasks we need to do. Today, promise. MashaAllah, Dhul Hijjah is passing. Whilst Dhul Hijjah is passing, let's take this gift from Dhul Hijjah. We'll remember that in Dhul Hijjah, we started to pray Tahajjud, we started to pray in Allah's way, and we started to do the dhikr of Allah. Very simple is this deen of Islam. Very simple. If you say to someone, pray tahajjud, oh, it's hard. But Allah's made it simple for us tonight. After you come to pray Isha, masjid, pray 2 rak'ah nafal tahajjud after Isha. Start from 2. Start with 2. Yeah? And don't stop though. Don't go in reverse gear. Don't freeze. You have to be greedy as well for the hereafter. You know, selfish for the hereafter. Whilst we're living in this world. So these three actions, hold on to them robustly. May Allah give me the tawfiq and also give you the tawfiq and capability. Ameen.
وَزُرِّيَّتِهِ وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ كَمَا صَلَّيْتَ عَلَى آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ وَسَلِّمْ تَسْلِيمًا دَائِمًا أَبَدًا كَثِيرًا 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 اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَسُلْمَنَا وَحَسْدَنَا وَشَدَّنَا وخطبنا وعدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم صمتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقت حاجاتنا يا دافع البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا دافع البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا دافع البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافع الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا شافع الأمراض اشفع مرادنا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا
یہ ہمارے ساتھ انتقال فرما گئے ہیں پاکستان میں، ان کے لیے خصوصی دعا فرمائے، اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ جوار رحمت میں جگہ عطا فرمائے، مقصد فرمائے، ان کے پسوان کو صبر جمیل نصیب فرمائے۔ ہمارے ایک ساتھی ان کے والد پاکستان میں سخت بیمار ہیں، ان کے لیے خاص دعا فرمائے، اللہ تعالیٰ کو صحت کامل عاجلہ سے نوازے، اور جتنے بھی مرحومین ہیں، مریض ہیں، پریشان ہیں، ہم سب کے لیے اللہ تعالیٰ خیریت و عافیت والا معاملہ فرمائے۔ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین۔ سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین۔